3 essential tools for serious writers. That's our focus this week. What are the 3 essentials? No, it's not sticky notes, although I couldn't live without them. It's not writing software, although many writers swear by their special program. Scrivener or the new Atticus for non-Apple users are just plain Word, the workhorse that does everything. What are the 3 essential tools? Not the usual suspects, that's for sure. Keep guessing. The answer is coming. Welcome to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers, from newbies to veterans and everyone in between. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. We're hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Runes, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Each episode lasts as long as it takes to fix a quick dinner, drive a short commute, or take a brisk walk. Listen for links to show notes and resources at the end of our broadcast. Now, on to the episode. First, we have our check-in for the Global Writing Challenge of NaNoWriMo, the great National Novel Writing Month that fills November. We're on day 10. We should be a third of the way to our goal of 50,000 words. How you schedule to achieve those words is up to you, but getting 1,667 words per day is necessary to achieve that goal. Don't forget that big distraction of Thanksgiving. I usually lose a couple of days to travel, a day of cooking, a day for the celebration, and at least one more day just hanging out, being social with our loved ones, you know. That's essential. Not part of our focus today, but still essential. For day 10, looking at the days you may lose around Thanksgiving, our daily goal should probably be 1,800 words per day. That's 18,000 words in our manuscript document. Are you close to that goal? Are you close to the goal that you set? Great, right on. Are you behind? Drastically behind. Did you not commit to the goal? Oops. Were you serious about the goal, or were you just wishing and dreaming? Did you have interferences beyond your control? That happens. Don't stress. Keep plugging away at the goal. Are you creating a clean, clear manuscript? No gobbledygook. Every sentence that you want to appear in the manuscript? You're writing that book you want to read, you know. Some people approach this writing challenge with the idea that words, any words, just words, are most important. No. What's most important is that you are writing the book that you want to read. That keeps you interested in this project. That will inspire you to take it to the finished product. The finished product is not 50,000 words and I won the challenge. Nope. The finished product is a manuscript that you want to turn into a published book, whether fiction or nonfiction. You are going to finish that manuscript, improve the draft, with revisions, edit and correct, and plan your promos. At that point, the writing path diverges into self-published or traditionally published. Self-published means you contract out covers and the like, prep the manuscript for publication, then do it. Upload and press the button to publish. It's very simple compared to all the other stages of writing. Traditionally published means that you send the manuscript to a gatekeeper, an agent, or an editor. If the book wins the traditionally published lottery, which is 1 in 1,000,000 submissions to win, then someone else contracts for covers and the like, and you have no control over it. No matter what, you still have promotions and marketing to do. That's often a shock. This is the goal of participating in a writing challenge, to have a finished project you can send into the marketplace, not to get a certificate for your stack of manuscript pages. And I probably just offended a whole bunch of folks. But our focus is real goals, you know, not busy work. Now that I've preached one sermon, let me preach another. The 3 essential tools for the writer. What are they? Well, first, why are they essential? Like those old Mighty Mouse cartoons. Here, these essential tools come to save the day. Essential means that these tools keep you working when problems arise. And problems with writing do arise. Right now, we may trip blithely along, kicking our way through the fallen leaves. At the street corner, though, we can expect traffic, distractions, and disruptions, and downright problems. These essential tools are beyond the basic working equipment, laptop or desktop computer, flash drives, mouse and mouse pad, printer and paper and ink, desk supplies like pens and sticky notes. I had tape and scissors, binder clips and paper clips, and more and more and more. I originally had a list of 10 essential tools. I whittled that to 7, then 5. Now we have the top 3. I've given up essential things like project binders, printing each chapter in different colors, noise-canceling headphones to drown out the neighbor's barking dog, a foam cushion for your desk chair, a Pomodoro timer that will demand you keep to 30/5 or 45/15 break for your eyes and your health, special tchotchkes that inspire you, things like that. Here comes the first essential tool, flash drives. Yeah, that sounds boring, doesn't it? Yet I've heard countless people cry when they lost everything, or lost a goodly portion. Actually, the first essential is the habit of flash drives every day. Every time you create a document, make changes to a document, download images, and more, you need to save to both flash drives. Not one, 2 at minimum. I've heard people say, save once a week. Nope. In a good week, I can generate over 12,000 new words of a document. 12,000 words are hard to recover if something happens and I lose them and have to start over. Those words can be recovered, but there's a lot of stress associated and loss of a writer's most valuable commodity, time. I've heard people say that they save to the cloud, which is just a server somewhere. Servers crash, people. It's rare, but it does occur. Two little flash drives can save you a lot of stress. IT geeks will claim that everything on the server is safe. Hand raised for all of us who have heard them say that. Then, months later, they decide to change servers. Every one of my colleagues lost whatever wasn't saved to their laptop's hard drive. Once, lightning struck the building where the server was located. Everything fried. Poof! All gone. A decade has passed since that event. But I'm still not going to accept an IT geek's word that everything is safe. My intellectual property is important. I need access to it. It needs to be recoverable. That phrase, intellectual property, is very important. It's an essential mindset for writers. Intellectual property. It's not just your writing. It's not just words. It's IP. It's intended to generate a marketable product. Keep it safe. Keeping your IP safe is the reason that having two flash drives is essential. One can get corrupted. It's rare for two to be corrupted before you realize the problem. What do you do if the tablet won't save to a flash drive? Email it to yourself and start now saving for a serious computer. Shuffle a little aside every month. Eventually, your writing will need something more powerful than a tablet. So, number one, protect your intellectual property by triple saving, hard drive and two flash drives. Do it daily. Once a month or once a season, save the entire contents of your hard drive to an external drive. Keep them in a safe place and never leave home without your flash drives. Here's the second of three essential tools for writers. No, it's not sticky notes or plastic tabs or flags, although those are nice. Staplers, scotch tape, scissors, helpful to have them. Pencils and a way to sharpen them. Ink pens. I like to have a different color of ink for every writing day. Green Monday, Blue Tuesday, Purple Friday, Serious Black for Hump Day. I fell into daily different inks at work. With different inks, I could tell at a glance when I had written a note or a brief message or signed a document and more. But great pens are not the essential tool. Here it is, and it's not common unless you are a serious multiple projects kind of person, which I am. Number two, essential, is a weekly task list, what you plan to do every day in every session of your writing. When I had that brain-sucking job and little time to pursue my writing, I still planned every day's work based on my expected creative and mental energies. Many a night I came home after a horrid work day and stared at my task list and thought, no way. By the time I handled the evening's chores, that task list kept me from plopping into a chair to vegetate. Instead, I headed to my writing desk to put in an hour's time. Just an hour, I would say. That sometimes was an hour. Sometimes it turned into more than 2 hours. Sometimes it was only half an hour. However, I would always get a productive session that would surprise me when I thought I was totally brain-sucked. It was better than passively watching a show or a series. On whatever day you end your week, Friday or Saturday or Sunday, sit down and plan your next week. 7 chances to write. Disruptions and distractions will occur, like Thanksgiving this month and multiple distractions in December. Having a plan that you will follow will keep you from becoming depressed about missed writing sessions. As you plan, give yourself a little wiggle room. I can never plan for a whole month, but week by week works well. Don't plan, and you will get nothing done. The writing light will fade and flicker. What's that saying? Plan your work and work your plan. Then, as part of your daily accomplishments, write down what you did. We have a tendency to remember failures, not successes. I don't know why that is, but it's scientific, not just anecdotal. Writing down what you accomplished will help you remember that you are succeeding. Maintaining a daily plan helps build success, and success builds more success. The weekly task list will direct your goals toward SMART: specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. No longer will you have this vague wish of, "I want to write a book." You will say, "Monday, I will write 1,000 words on my novel, Portrait with Death, during one writing session." It's a plan, not a wish. Specific as to what I'm going to do. Measurable in the 1,000 words. Achievable because it's something I control. Relevant because it builds a project. And time-bound because it is limited to one session of writing. The third and final essential tool for every writer, drum roll please, this essential tool comes before the 7 that I dropped out. It's essential not just for your current project, but for the next and the next, for your whole writing business. Have you guessed it? It's a modified Kanban board, a project board, posted where you will see it daily. There's no greater incentive to achieve our desires than to post them so we constantly see them and see the next steps. I usually have 1 main fiction project and 3 side projects. I keep the side projects in my daily planner, but I put my main fiction project on the Kanban board. The main fiction project is a daily requirement. Writing a novel is a massive undertaking. The project board allows me to post all the stages, not as a reminder, but as a check-off, a mini reward. An actual Kanban board has 3 columns: to-do, in progress, and complete. I don't use those names for columns. I've adapted to fit my work process. My Kanban holds my current fiction project with the next projects along the left side of the board. Break a project into its various stages, then break each stage into workable increments. My stages are sketch, rough shape, draft, revision, proof plus, publish, promo. My workable increments depend upon the stages. Sketches develops character info and background, my teaser or theme, and a sentence or two for the plot 7. The rough shape and draft stages are word counts based on the project's expected length. After, I have the stages for revision. Yes, that's stages. Then proof plus, usually 5 rounds of me and others, publishing, and promos. Those, by the way, will be our focus in a later episode, what to do after completing the fall writing challenge. I actually need a much larger project board, one to hold all of my projects, but I had a choice of bookcases or whiteboard. I picked bookcases. Side projects that would land on the whiteboard, this weekly podcast, a current audiobook, and promos, at least twice a month. As I've noted, a project board is an in-your-face reminder and planner. If you don't like to have the project board out in front of you, then get a tri-board, and when visitors come, close it up and stick it into the closet. As soon as visitors leave, though, you need to bring it back out so it's in your face. You could use a word tracker or other visual gold star chart. You can do a Gantt chart to run your deadlines. As with the daily flash drive habit and the weekly task list, you have to visit the Kanban board on a regular basis. If you work in such stages as incipient, in progress, finalized, then something can throw off the incipient stages. I was all set to work on one project, then found myself deep into a different one that originally was farther back. I had to bring it forward and hold off on the expected project. Flexibility and adaptability are the keys to any successful Kanban board. So, essential tools are flash drives, a weekly task list that you maintain, a project board or a Kanban board to keep us at the can-do stage rather than the I-want-to-do stage. Next week, we look at three films that every writer should study. Before Thanksgiving, we'll post three writer crimes. Then we're into the holidays with all their distractions and disruptions. Our inspiration this week comes from Tennessee Williams, who said, I work 7 days a week, Sundays included, and I don't think it is a violation of the Sabbath. My only exception is Easter Sunday. It's a habit, an unbreakable habit. I don't know what I'd do if I didn't write. I'd probably go mad. Having been there, I can raise my hand in support. Thanks for listening to The Write Focus, a podcast for writers at all levels, hosted by M.A. Lee with the assistance of Remy Black and Edie Rooms, all from Writers, Inc. Books. Our focus is productivity, process, craft, and tools. Show notes and resource links for these and other episodes are at thewritefocus.blogspot.com. Our music is licensed through Audio Jungle. It's called Background Music Logo, created by Alexander Polishchuk, known on Audio Jungle as Plastic 3. The music comes in 5 different iterations. Write to us at winkbooks@aol.com if you have speculations, comments, or questions. When you find value in our content, share with your writing friends or write a review. We're small beans here. We don't have the advertising budget of the big peeps, and you can make a difference. And whatever occurs, write on.